Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Completing the chapter on fulfilling amanat, fulfilling trust. And we explain that how broad spectrum this word amanat is and how many things it covers. So the last hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought under this chapter is a long hadith, but a hadith that has got many lessons in it, full of lessons. So inshallah we'll do it over a few days, do it slowly. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. And it explains to us, when a person is honest and he's truthful in what he does, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him barakat in his life, and Allah ta'ala gives him barakat even after he passes away. As we'll see in this incident, in this qissa. And even after he passed away, that the time between him passing away and the estate being distributed, so much of barakat came in the value of that estate, that estate was inflated because of the value that now came to the properties and all that were in his estate. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him because of the high level of sachai, high level of honesty that he had. So here we'll see that when a person is honest, a person who has very high level of honesty, amanadari, he's got this amanadari in him, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will also bless him with a family like that will also be that of amanadar people. So here his incident now is related by Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, who's the narrator. He's speaking about his father, Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu. So just to understand this, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, that now he was such a great personality himself. His father was Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, was one of the Ashara Mubashara. In other words, he was one of the 10 people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings of Jannat already in this world. So this was the level that he was. Allah Ta'ala had given him a son like this, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair, just to read some of the blessings that Allah Ta'ala had given him. His mother, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair's mother, was Hazrat Asma binti Abu Bakr radiallahu. So his mother, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair's mother, was who? The daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His father was Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 Sahaba who were given glad tidings of Jannah. His grandmother was Hazrat Safiya, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His aunt was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In other words, khala, his mother's sister was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers. He was the first child to be born amongst the Muslims in Medina Sharif. The first child to be born amongst the Muslims in Medina Sharif was Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. And the Muslims were overjoyed at his birth because the Jews were proved wrong in the claim that due to black magic, no Muslim child would be born. So the Jews were making a claim that the Muslims are not going to get any children. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, who was the first child to be born in Medina Sharif, the first Muslim child to be born in Medina Sharif. So it was made the Muslims overjoyed. And his tahniq was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many blessings Allah Ta'ala had given him. And the first thing that entered his stomach was the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine a child coming to the dunya, first thing entering his stomach was the mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would... Or tahniq is when a child is born and a pious person chews a kajur or chews something sweet, or, and he puts it in the child of the, in the mouth of the child for barakat. So that is called tahniq. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chewed some kajur, put it in his mouth. So here this is known as tahniq. So this child's tahniq was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would fast in abundance, and he was an ardent worshipper. He was known for his bravery. So he passed away against the enemies, against that time in the Hajjaj bin Yusuf in the 73 Hijri. And that was the oppressive power that was there at that time. He stood up against that oppressive power and he was killed in Makkah Sharif in the year 73 Hijri. 33 ahadith are narrated from him. I'm just mentioning this. The person, he's narrating about his father. But Allah Ta'ala had blessed his son because the father also was so strong, so honest. He had the level of amanadari in him, as we will see. So because of his level of amanadari, his honesty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him also with a family like this. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, as my father Zubair radiallahu anhu stood in the battle of Jamal, he called me and I went over to him. He said, oh my son, none will be killed today except an oppressor or one who is oppressed. So he called his son in this battle. Now Sahaba were brave, look at that. This is a battle. There's no such thing as saving lives and let us stay at home and let us be frightened. He's there in the battle and he's telling his son also that none will be killed today except an oppressor or the oppressed person. And then he goes on to say that, I think I will be killed as the one who is oppressed. Not running away from the battlefield or anything. He's saying, I think also I'll be killed. My greatest concern is my debts. He's telling his son, what his greatest concern is my debts. Now look at this, is what you call level of amanadari. He's not worried who's going to run the shop, and who's going to run this, and who's going to run that. What about the people I'm owing money to? What is going to happen to those people? He's telling his son, just before he can fight in the battle where he feels he's going to pass away, he said, my greatest concern is my debts. Do you think that any of my wealth will remain after all my debts are settled? He's asking his son, what is your right? Do you think that after all my debts are settled, there'll still be something left? In other words, my wealth will be able to cover all my debts. Do you think that will happen? That my wealth can cover all my debts? He then said, oh my son, sell all our possessions and pay off my debts. He made a bequest of 1/3 and 1/3 of that for his children. Inshallah, we'll continue from here tomorrow. But what we learn from here is that the overriding concern is how I can fulfill the rights of others. Those people that I'm owing money to, that is my biggest concern. So this is something we must also have in us, this sachai, this honesty. Anybody I'm owing anything to, let me see how I can fulfill it. It was a worry that he had in his life, and it was the worry that he had at the time of death. So because of this, Allah Ta'ala had given him barakat also, as we'll see, in his life. And even after he passed away, Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat. Contrary to what the West is telling us, West is telling us the more you cheat, the more you bribe, the more you rob, the more money you'll get. Islam is telling us the more honest you are, the more Allah Ta'ala will give us barakat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.